Proclamation number 3996 dated the March 10th, 1947. Harassing the bearers of truth through God's adversary. God's help. To accomplish a spiritual task requires an exceptionally strong will, for God's adversary will make a special effort to influence this will in order to prevent the human being from speaking on behalf of the pure truth, which is the task of a person who has offered his service to God. There will always be two movements amongst people, followers and representatives of the pure truth and those who adhere to error, and the light will always have to fight against the darkness, because the Prince of Lies constantly attempts to undermine the truth and to replace it with error. The Prince of Darkness fights against God, the lie against the truth, the darkness against the light. And this battle will continue for as long as the earth exists as a place of education for the spiritual beings which are intended to redeem themselves. This battle will particularly clearly come to light when the truth is manifestly conveyed from above to earth. Then the adversary will make use of all conceivable means in order to displace it, and then he will also appear as a figure of light in order to treacherously sneak in and take root where too little resistance is offered to him. And first he tries to put the bearers of truth out of action by using every opportunity to break their will, by seeking to influence them to abandon their work for God and to find a substitute for it in the pleasures of the world. If he does not succeed in tempting a servant of God with the world, he will take more severe action and try to undermine their success with fellow human beings by influencing the latter's attitude in a negative sense and thereby complicating the mission of the distributors of light on earth in every way. And so it requires a strong will to carry out the task on earth despite these countermeasures. It requires an exceedingly strong faith and devoted love to God to remain a loyal laborer for him on earth, to recognize the adversary and to abhor him and to carry out the work on fellow human beings with perseverance and enthusiasm and to finally face him victoriously when the last battle is won. Yet God leaves no servant and laborer of his on earth without strength. He will always help him if he threatens to become weak, if his will is subjected to severe upheavals through the continuous influence by the enemy of truth. Then he will also manifest himself, and the adversary must retreat from him. The truth will always displace the error, unless people don't defend themselves and prefer error to truth. Then God lets them have their will and gives to them what they themselves desire. In that case, God's adversary will certainly be victorious, yet he will not delight in it for long, for he only wins what has already belonged to him for a long time but not what strives towards God and what will therefore be seized by God and can never ever go astray again. But the will of God's representative on earth receives strength at all times through the influx of light from above. And his will can no longer be weakened to the extent that he will forfeit the truth or not stand up for it. For he takes pleasure in his service and eagerly fulfills the task which God himself commissioned him to do and which therefore is blessed by God. His blessing, however, signifies constant help, influx of strength and the continuous transmission of his word which, as a constant source of strength, will also result in his soul's maturity and will completely release him from the control of darkness and entirely exclude him from the influence of dark forces. And he will be full of strength and stand up for God and the eternal truth. He will be a capable laborer on earth in the vineyard of the Lord. Amen.